A lot of times you walk into plants and you see people with their hands in their pockets, they're leaning up against the wall. When you walk into Skyline, everybody is working.
Beehive.
They're motivated. Mm-hmm. And often I get greeted with hugs and high fives. So these are individuals, again, with intellectual disabilities or physical disabilities, but they have the opportunity through Skyline to be able to show up every day and work and earn a paycheck and be ultimately self-supported. You're listening to the Grow Clinton Podcast. Grow Clinton is a 501c6 nonprofit economic community development and tourism organization based in Clinton, Iowa. For more information, visit growclinton.com. Again, that's growclinton.com. Now, back to the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Grow Clinton Podcast, the greatest podcast on the planet Earth. At least that's what I think.
Universe.
In the universe. So my name is Andy Sokolovich. I'm the president and CEO of Grow Clinton, a 501c6 nonprofit economic development, community development, and tourism organization located right here in the great community of Clinton, Iowa. As always, I am joined by Jenny Holm. Jenny, what's happening?
Not much. It's very cold.
Yeah, it's cold, like brutally cold. Brutal. Out. Actually, today's a heat wave. We're in the positive digits. So we got 7 degrees outside, I think is what it was when nice. I was on the radio this morning with Chris Streets over at Mac 94.7 FM. So this show is recorded on the 17th of January, 2024. Can you believe it?
No, I can't. 2024.
How was your holiday?
It was awesome. Yeah? It was great. Yeah, we all had a good time. Everybody was safe and warm, and that's all you can ask for. How about you?
It went well. Yeah, it was a great experience spending time with family and friends. And, you know, I love the holidays, but I do look forward to the end of the hustle and bustle.
I like to clean up.
There's a lot of driving involved, yep. And there's mm-hmm. a lot of cardboard boxes that you have to recycle at the end of the mass opening of presents. Oh, so yeah. It is nice every once in a while to get back to some normalcy. So considering that we are back in the office, we're ready to rock and roll, I want to introduce our guest today.
Yes.
Mr. Brandon Rumler. Brandon is the executive director of Skyline Center, Inc., located right here in Clinton, Iowa. For those of you that do not understand what Skyline does for our community, sit back, settle in, buckle up, because Brandon's going to share with us all the amazing things that they do over at Skyline Center. So, Brandon, thank you so much for joining us on the Grow Clinton Podcast.
Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. I appreciate you guys, first of all, the invite to talk about Skyline and just the opportunity to be here with the two of you.
Now, we get the opportunity here at Grow Clinton to travel around and visit all the employers that we have here throughout the region. And I must say that my number one, and I'll go on record saying this, my favorite organization to visit is Skyline Center, especially your location over along Manufacturing Drive. So, Brandon, tell mm-hmm. us a little bit about what Skyline Center is, what your mission is, and what services you offer to those individuals throughout the community.
Absolutely. And first of all, the enjoyment that you get out of visiting that, I get to enjoy that every day. So whether it's being out there, being at our dayhab facility, certainly a very positive environment to be in. So I feel very fortunate to be a part of that. Skyline, we provide a multitude of services to support individuals both with intellectual and physical disabilities living throughout our community. Skyline Industrial, which you just mentioned, we provide employment opportunities for those individuals, supported employment. So we have job coaches that are out there shadowing them, helping them stay on task. And the ultimate goal is community integrated employment for those people. So hopefully, if you see an individual out there when you come out and visit, maybe in a couple months, they're not there because they're employed in the community. So that's a huge part of what we do. Getting our individuals, giving them those opportunities to feel like you or I do, or you know, to be able to go out in the community and work, earn a paycheck, and feel as normal as possible.
What I love when I visit the facility over at Manufacturing Drive, Skyline Industrial, is that a lot of times you walk into plants and you see people with their hands in their pockets, they're leaning up against the wall. When you walk into Skyline, everybody is working.
Beehive.
They're motivated. Mm-hmm. And often I get greeted with hugs and high fives. So these are individuals, again, with intellectual disabilities or physical disabilities, but they have the opportunity through Skyline to be able to show up every day and work and earn a paycheck and be ultimately self-supported.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty awesome that, you know, they do say that places take on the characteristics of their leader. And Brandon has always been extremely positive, productive. Everybody is really happy that he's there. And you walk in, and when you see the people, you go in at the industrial facility and you walk by, you get, like you said, Andy, you get a high. Mm. Or, you know, they come over and talk to you and they're really proud of their work. And it's just amazing to see.
Yeah, absolutely. So I worked 18 years in the for-profit world before coming to the nonprofit world. And hopefully none of my former coworkers hear this, but I often say that the individuals that we serve are much easier employees to manage. And the pride that they take in the work, it's really excuse me, a benefit for us to be able to provide that support. And it reciprocates. Their happiness is our happiness for sure. The biggest obstacle that we have out there is finding community partners to provide work. Car Freshener from DeWitt, Nestle here in town, Custom Pack are all good partners for us for our light packaging and assembly needs. But we really need more work for to keep those individuals busy.
What are you looking for? If you're talking about work, is it does it have to be a factory? Does it have to be, you know, can it be anything in town, any kind of a business in town?
Any kind of business that needs a cleaning service.
Okay.
Or let's say that they have collating, light packaging, light assembly. We are pretty much experts at that. If you go out into that facility, you're going to see it's like clockwork, how we assemble, whether it's shelf edge displays for Nestle or assembling. Right now we're doing a hockey rink, a portable hockey rink for Custom Pack.
Wow.
The gentleman just got the NHL license for this. And I guess up northeast, hockey's huge.
Yeah.
And they're blow molding the panels here in town, and Skyline's attaching the hardware and drop shipping them to their customers. So, and that's the cool thing is getting people to understand that our individuals have capabilities that maybe a lot of people don't think that they do. And right. Assembling these panels is one of them. So
now Skyline's been around for 60 years. So if you're not aware, 60 years is substantial. And tell us a little bit about the services that you offer, specifically with the day habilitation.
Okay. I said this the night of the ribbon cutting. 60 years to me says three basic things, that there continues to be a need for the services that we provide. We provide a very high level of quality of those services. And we have a great staff and employees to provide those services. So that's what, to me, longevity in an agency like Skyline Center, you need those three things. Dayhab is an interesting, probably one of my favorite places to visit, because we have individuals that come in from 8 to about 2:30 in the afternoon. They come in the morning, they break up into groups. If they want to go to a museum, if they want to go bowling, they volunteer here in the community. I know they were recently sorting shoes for Souls for Souls, which is a local effort to provide shoes for some of the unfortunate that can't afford shoes. We do the Action Club with Kiwanis. Anything we can do to get those individuals from sitting at home or sitting in an institutionalized setting and integrating them into the community. So
that's a young girl who I grew up with her. She was a little bit older than me. And while her mother was alive, she stayed at home the entire time. Her mother passed away when she was in her 30s, and she had never been in any social situation. I think it was an effort to protect her or take care of her. And when her mother passed away, a sister became responsible for her and decided, I'm going to take her to Dayhab at Skyline and see how she does. And she just flourished. She loved it. And that's, I love Skyline because it started so small and people had such a passion, such a belief in it. And it was such a need that we had in our community that it's just so great to see it continue to grow.
Absolutely.
So all these services that you offer, of course, they're provided by direct support professionals. Is there a need for more of these direct support professionals to be able to serve those individuals with disabilities?
Absolutely. And reading the most recent statistics, 96% of community providers have open positions for DSPs in the state of Iowa. There's a 40% turnaround rate with DSPs. So we definitely need DSPs. We have 10 open positions right now. We provide competitive wages. There's experience-based matches for PTO. So if you've worked in the field for 10 years and you're afraid to leave a job because you're going to give up all that time you've accumulated, we take that into consideration and we'll give you PTO based off your experience.
Wow.
And then, you know, just the probably the biggest benefit in my eyes is the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of these individuals. You're joining them out in the community, taking them on outings. You're staying in the group home with them. You're making a difference. You're giving them attention and really being there for that person. A lot of these individuals have families that are close and that take an active role in their lives. But then, unfortunately, you have individuals out there that the families are either not close or don't care to take an active role. That's where our DSPs come in, and they become like family for those individuals.
And it's not every day is a great day in that job, but if you want to be happy, I mean, I was there for your Halloween parade where everybody came and trick-or-treated and we handed out candy to the individuals, and they're happy.
Yeah.
And they're so appreciative and they are so loving. If you want to be in a job where, like you said, you're making a difference and making someone feel loved, that's for you.
Yeah, I have the utmost respect for DSPs. I've seen my DSPs come in after a day of dealing with behaviors and frazzled, and you know, it can be mentally taxing.
Sure.
But also, I've also seen the smiles on my DSP faces when they've returned from an outing, and maybe an individual's never been to Disney on Ice or something like that, and they had the opportunity to take those individuals, share that experience with them, and really put a smile on their face. So.
So not only are you helping these individuals with integrating back into a public lifestyle, providing them with opportunities for employment, taking them to things like Disney on Ice, which is huge, but you also offer home health services. What does that mean?
Yeah, so initially we started home health to provide the home health service to our individuals that we served, whether it's they need a shower or they have medication that they need, if they have a wound that needs cared for. So it's actually just nursing service in their home without them having to travel out to the doctor or the hospital. We started that and found that it was a pretty solid department for Skyline in supporting some of the other services that maybe aren't financially beneficial. And so we've expanded that, and our home health services, we go to Maquoketa, we go to DeWitt, and it's not just individuals with disabilities.
Right.
It's the aging population that needs those services. A lot of people don't know that Skyline has that, and it's a pretty big division for
us. It's huge. And I mean, that's something I'd like to shout from the rooftop. It isn't just the individuals that Skyline serves. It's the entire, it's community-wide.
Right.
Community.
And I will tell you, you know, right now on the forefront of everybody's mind is this weather we've had. And I know just Monday, me and my maintenance guy were digging one of our home health aides out that were stuck at a site that they went to make a visit
on.
So, you know, yeah. Even the weather's bad, we have our home health people out there providing those services.
Right.
So
very dependable.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we're talking to Brandon Rumler. He's the executive director for Skyline Center, Inc. We covered a lot, but talk to me a little bit about the Skyline Foundation. So I have the opportunity to serve as a director on that board for the Skyline Foundation. And this is really your fundraising branch, the arm that you leverage to be able to bring in dollars to support all the programs that you have through Skyline.
Yeah, absolutely. We have, we used to have a chili and a soup dinner that we did as a primary fundraiser. Now we've kind of shifted to that backyard barbecue that we did. And this year was a resounding success. We continue to, I'm already in the planning stages for that event for this year. But that money goes into a separate account. It's not going to pay any operational costs for Skyline or anything. It's solely earmarked to affect the lives of the individuals that we serve. Case in point, Dayhab. Is a huge thing for our Dayhab people. They come back for lunch. They like to play Wii bowling. We had an individual who the remote slipped out of his hand and smashed the TV in Dayhab here a couple weeks ago.
Sounds familiar.
My daughter. Say, that's
my daughter did that to my television at 2 years old just the other day. So
yeah, and Wii is a nice little activity for individuals to do. So we were able to take some of those foundation funds and replace that TV. That's a small scale. We have individuals that actually are higher functioning that live on their own that maybe can't make their monthly rent payments. So we subsidize rent payments for those individuals. You know, just a ton of different ways that we can affect those individuals directly. You know, if it's a medical or a dental bill that's a little too much for them, we'll supplement that for them. So
if somebody's listening to this and they're like, I love Skyline's mission. I love what you guys do. I want to get more involved, whether it be sitting on a board, a committee, or maybe philanthropically donating some financial assets to the foundation to ensure that we can ensure those individuals have all the perks and things that they need to be able to live self-supported. Who do they contact? How do they get in touch with you?
That's a great question. So first of all, you did touch on the board of directors thing. We are looking for more members. We're losing a couple this year. We have a great board member in the room here with us. So we are looking for some board members, and that's kind of a personal goal. I like the challenge of having a large board, multiple viewpoints, and I think it helps the agency function and run and pave the road for the future to have an active board that really takes an interest in what happens with the agency.
That's a board. I'm on that board, and I always leave those meetings feeling like something has been accomplished for the good of other people. And, you know, it's an active board. It's a board that you can go into and feel like I'm making a difference, and you care so much about what's happening there, you know? And so that if you're looking to be on a board, that's a good board to be on.
Absolutely.
And all this information can be found at skylinecenter.org. Again, that's skylinecenter.org. If you're interested in becoming a direct support DSP, explain that, direct support professional, you can apply through Indeed. So just go on Indeed and search Skyline Center, or through the website skylinecenter.org, or you can just give them a call. They still answer the phone.
Absolutely.
563-243-4065. Again, 563-243-4065. And they'll be sure to get you all of the information. Brandon, as we close out this episode of the Grow Clinton Podcast, what other information do you want to share with your listeners? Now, we do send out a handy-dandy jot form to all of our guests before we bring them into the studio. And I always ask, and I'll put you on the spot, what advice can you offer our listeners regarding how to run or manage a successful business, and in your case, a business and organization? And you said, the best advice I can give is that a manager or supervisor, you should always be one of your employees, not be above your employees. Show them that you are willing to jump in and do the task, even if it isn't in your job description. You also need to listen to understand and not listen to respond. Do you want to build on that at all?
Yeah, I think that it's key for any leader. If you're asking your people to do things that go above and beyond, you need to demonstrate that you're willing to roll up your sleeves and get in there and do it as well. And I think that's where a lot of my success has come from. But I can't take credit for that, because I've had some pretty great people that I've worked through in the past that have demonstrated that. So we were just talking, you know, I've asked, but for budget reasons, everybody to be conscious. So our maintenance guys are running down a guy. So that's why I'm out there shoveling. That's what, and you know, we still have our DSPs going out in this weather as well to the group homes. So it's key as a leader for them to see you and say, hey, you know, it's really bad. I got to come out in this weather. But if he's out here, then, you know, it shows me that he cares about this agency just as much as I do. So I just think that those are some key things that have been taught to me along the way.
Brandon could write a book on getting everybody on the same page and going in the same direction. He's done such a great job there. And I always love to talk about Fist Bump Friday, which you explain that.
Yeah, it's just there's appropriate ways of contact. You mentioned the hugs, and there's some individuals you can't turn a hug down from. Yeah, and as far as what's appropriate, it's not appropriate for me to go around and hug my individuals. But again, sometimes they just come barreling at you and give you a big old hug.
I love it.
So early when I was working in a different agency, I was reading this literature on what's appropriate, and the fist bump was the most appropriate way to communicate and to show appreciation. So we started Fist Bump Friday. It was the only day of the week that I could get that alliteration with fist and Friday. Started that, and it's also a way for me to get around every Friday. It doesn't matter if you're an individual, if you're a DSP, if you're a member of my leadership team, we get a fist bump, and it just gives us a chance to interact. And then if I'm off on a Friday, I designate a member of leadership to distribute those fist bumps just so that everybody still gets it. Because mm-hmm. you'll find that after a few months of that, I've forgotten before and taken a Friday off and came back in the following Monday and been chastised by the individuals. No. Like, where were you?
Where was my fist bump?
Yeah.
Can you do my weekend? I didn't get my fist bump.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yep.
That's awesome. Fist bump Friday. Well, I think that's a great opportunity to close out this show. Again, we just interviewed Brandon Rumler. Brandon is the executive director of Skyline Center, Inc., right here in Clinton. If you're not familiar with Skyline, please pull your head out of the sand and get involved. Again, skylinecenter.org, skylinecenter.org. I want to thank you all for continuing to listen, support the Grow Clinton podcast. Until next time, see ya. Thank you for listening to the Grow Clinton podcast. Be sure to subscribe and follow us on all your socials. Until next time, see ya.